you got so many of your guys from your area that got drafted over the last 3 days. I guess I don't know where to start. Do you want to start with Clark right from the top? Or?
Well, I think that the reason so many guys got drafted from my area is just the way the board fell. You know, I might be the main guy, but the way we do it, I think all these guys have been sent by two or three different people. So it's not just me. I mean, I think Ted went out there, Brian went out, and also Elliot. So I just live in San Diego. I just live in God's country. That's all. That's all that is.
So what struck you? Let's start with Clark. What struck you about him when you started taking a look at him?
Well, Clark is just a big, strong kid. You know, I felt from viewing him, I felt that he could come in and play. I don't know, you know, what the coach is going to do with him, but I really do believe that he has enough ability to help us get over the hump, you know. I mean, he's a young kid, and there's a lot of growth potential in that kid, and that's what I've seen in him.
Did his athleticism stand out to you?
Pardon me?
And I was talking to his coach. He said they stood him up some. Did his athleticism stand out to you?
Yes, that's what surprised me. He's 314 pounds. You know, at times he was on the inside, he was on the outside, he was all over the line of scrimmage, and I felt that's what we needed.
Sam, is there any way the Pac-12 translates well to the NFL, the way they play? A lot of teams are spread and wide open.
Well, it's spread and wide open, but I don't believe in that. From being a player myself, I just believe you have to be a player when you get here. You know, you could say, like, I know the guys upstairs, they're like, why are we going to the West Coast so much? We ought to go down to the SEC. But to me, football is football. I went to Western State College of Colorado, and I played 9 years. So if you're a player, you're a player. I don't care if you're from Alabama, you from USC, wherever you're from. You just got to come in and compete and play, and hopefully all these guys that we just drafted from the West Coast know that they come in here and compete. They have an opportunity to be part of something great. You know, I mean, the last 6 years, we didn't get where we want to go, and I know you guys don't know how it is to be a scout, but for me personally, that's what I live for, going to the Super Bowl. The playoffs is nothing. The Super Bowl, because as a player, I went to the playoff with the Raiders. I was drafted the year after the Raiders won the Super Bowl, and I thought I was going to win about 6 Super Bowl rings. And that never happened. You know, so now that's all I live for. So hopefully these guys could come in and help us.
Sam, you obviously scouted Ty at Stanford last year. You talked about kind of the connection, obviously, you have there. When did you start to like Blake Martinez, and what do you like about him now?
I think Blake is going to be a good player for us. I think he's a smart guy. He could set a defense. And again, I don't know what the coach is going to do with him. You know, he might come here and they might have him on the outside, inside, might have him playing safety. I don't know. But to me, I just thought he was a big physical guy, and we needed guys that's physical on the inside with the smarts to set up the defense.
Sam, what did you see him do on third downs and nickel packages, Martinez?
Well, I don't know what the coach is going to do, but I know at our Stanford, he played on third, and I think he could come in and also be a special team player. You know, and like when I scout guys, I look to see if they could play special teams, because, I mean, that's how I got my start. Everybody have to play special teams, and hopefully he could do that. Oh, this was easy.
Oh, was that?
Oh, man. What about who?
Well, Davis.
Oh, speed. And again, I'm an old Raider, and I'm gonna try to talk like my old boss used to tell me, speed kills. Once you have speed, that's all you need. Very big hands. He could catch the football, and I think he brings an extra dimension to this team where, like last year, sitting at home watching TV, where everybody was daring us to go deep, I don't think they'd do that with this kid. And I'm hoping they do. And I figure if they do that, after the first 4 or 5 games, you won't see that anymore.
Can you think of anybody you've had since, you know, Ron took over that's as fast as him, or that's, you know, made the team and been as fast as him?
Well, I think that, and I might say his name wrong, but wasn't Billy Schrader pretty fast? He was a fast guy. But the only difference was Billy Schrader went to, and I'm not dogging the school, but I think he went to La Crosse or something. This guy went to Cal where he had a quarterback. And what you have to realize, if you look at this guy's stats, his production is amazing for how many times they threw him the ball. Because they had, I think, like five or six receivers on that team. And every one of them was productive because the quarterback spread the ball around. So I think he's going to be a big surprise for a lot of people.
Did he have any kind of special chemistry with this number one overall pick at quarterback?
Well, I think, like I said, they had five receivers with the spread offense. I think all of them had a special chemistry, and he had seven touchdowns. So I think that was kind of special to me. You know, you got to put the ball in the end zone. Just like basketball, you got to put it in the hoop. And I think he could put it in the end zone.
Hey, Sam, I asked Elliot about you. I mean, he's known you forever, too, since he was a kid.
Yeah.
And one of the things he said was, he's not afraid to give his opinion. He's not afraid to stand up and say, Ted, I hate this guy. And he's great to work with. What are you like in the draft room? How do you view your role?
Well, as you guys can see, I'm kind of shy. But you know what? When I first got here, Ron Wolf told me he didn't bring me in here to be a yes guy. And another thing he told me, he said, this isn't a science. You're going to be wrong. Guess don't be wrong all the time. You know, and it's a hit and miss deal. You never know about a kid. You know, you see a kid and he might be the best kid on film, and then when you get him in here and the competition gets too hot, he might not want to play. But I think from being an ex-player, I think I can read guys somewhat good. I mean, you know, you can't read anybody because you get punched in the mouth, a lot of people run away. So I'm just hoping that I have enough ability, and I hope that Ted have enough confidence in me that if he asks me about a player and I said he can play and I said he can't play, that he'll believe me. And that's all it is a trust in a guy. Because I'm out there 3 months out the year, and most of these schools I go in three times a year. So I think I got to put a pretty good read on there. And, you know, some guys I miss. And like I say, hopefully I don't miss too much, because then I can't come down and talk to you guys.
You say this is a hit or miss business. Is defensive line one of the toughest?
Well, defensive line, offensive line, it's all tough because you never know. You know, to me, you just got to find – like the defensive line, most of the time they're hugging each other, you know. So you just hope that you find somebody with great athletic ability to avoid getting hugged on the line of scrimmage. And hopefully that's what we found in Kenny Clark.
Two more. What'd you think of Clark as an inside rusher?
Hold on.
What'd you think of Clark as an inside rusher?
Well, if you go back to his junior, his sophomore year, this was his junior year, I felt he was pretty good. I felt he could hold a point. And I felt that he had enough quickness to get off the ball and get up the field. I don't know, a lot of you guys might think that he's not a great pass rusher, but I could pull out some film where he beat his man one-on-one and got up the field and made plays on the quarterback.
What stood out about Trevor's ball skills as a receiver, as a returner, and do you like what Cal's doing with the receivers coach that you think will translate to Green Bay?
Well, I don't know if it's going to translate, but to me, a skilled position player should be pretty easy. You know, the kid has 10 hands, and up here in the cold weather, you need those big hands. You know, and when we charted it, he didn't drop too many passes, and I believe in our coaches. That's number one. I think we have some pretty good coaches, starting with Edgar Bennett. And I know we have a new wide receiver coach, but I really do believe they do a good job since I've been here. You know, like if you guys remember Antonio Freeman, and to me, I'm not dogging Antonio, but I didn't think Antonio had the greatest hands, but he caught the ball. You know, he caught it. And I played with a guy named Doki Williams. And Doki used to catch the ball off his helmet, but he never dropped the ball. You know, so to me, you know, once you catch the ball and you could go into traffic, and to me, that's what I liked about this kid. he went into traffic and took the big hit, and he held on to the football. And that's what you need up here.
Hey, Sam, those of us that have covered the team for a long time know that you've been an area scout for a long time. You said you live in San Diego, said you only get to talk to us when they pick your guys. Have you ever had aspirations to do more, or do you just love being an area scout?
Well, you know what? We all have aspirations to do more, but see, I'm at the stage in my life where things doesn't bother me. I don't need a title, you know? Title is for people, and I'm not saying everyone, but this is against my thinking. Titles for people that have great egos and want to say, I'm this, I'm that. I don't need that. I know what I mean to this team, and that's all that matters to me. And again, and some of you guys might disagree because you live here in Green Bay, but San Diego, believe me, and I love playing golf year-round, okay? So, I mean, like I said, if that happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It doesn't, you know, and I work with some of the greatest people, and that's another thing. The guys that I work with, I really like, you know, and if you talk to them, I'm shy, but some days I get kind of, I'm a Libra, so, you know, some days the scale tilts, you know, and they deal with it pretty good, so that's why I'm still here.